Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the week, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, couldn't be happier to be here, Buzz.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, same. How was your how was your weekend in back home in Perth?
Oh, it was amazing. Went back for my sister's 40th.
Yes.
And you know what I love about my sister, right? She has kept in contact with every single person she's ever met in her entire life, right? So I see people when I go to like parties with my sister, weddings and stuff, that like I grew up with back in like up in the hills 25 years ago. And they're like, oh, remember when we lived next to each other? I'm like, nope. But it's awesome. It's like this trip down memory lane.
Is it awesome? Because your tone says awesome. But, but for me, I'm like, that sounds annoying.
No,
don't you just want to see people you're close with and then you've got someone walking up like, hey, I'm from two doors down 28 years ago. And you're like, cool story, champion, jog on.
No, but I think because I'm not on Facebook, right, a lot of people already have that reconnection with people. That
right.
But I don't have that. So for me, it's my, you know, my sister is so good at making friends that one of her mates was telling me she had a friend there who once my sister tried to call, this is really confusing, but my sister tried to call a friend and got the wrong number and somebody answered.
Oh no, and then
they started talking and then they went out for coffee and now that person is one of my sister's friends.
Hey, I'm going to say this to you with the most sincerity. If I have a birthday party and one of the people I've invited I only met because I called the wrong number,
I think it says more, it says better things about my sister than you're thinking. She will give anybody a chance and that is what I love about her. Unlike you,
it's a very
judgy. And you only want famous celebs at your birthday.
That's not true at all. I just want people I'm actually mates with rather than people that I've called incorrectly.
Anyway, it was a good weekend. It was, you know, it was tough flying with a 2-year-old who doesn't like to sleep on planes, but that's all right. You know, yesterday we arrived, it was a 4-hour flight home.
Yeah.
And I tried to get her to sleep for 4 hours. And then in the final 10 seconds as we pulled into the gate, I looked down. I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, she nodded off.
And then I had to carry her out.
Was she doing the pretend to sleep thing? I always used to do that so I'd get carried.
No, she's not old enough, I don't think, yet
okay.
to do that.
Well, yeah, okay.
Anyway, we've got a big show ahead. Lots to talk about, don't we, Buzz?
We do.
Including tickets. Pink, yes.
This is massive. If you want to go to Pink on the world famous rooftop with Carrie and Tommy, just register at hit.com.au. It is live, exclusive, intimate in LA.
Oh.
He's got to start with that, doesn't he? You've got to start with that. Want to go to LA? Well.
I'll say it next time. It is Carrie and Tommy. We're doing that before the show ends today.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You just mentioned you were back in your hometown, Perth, on the weekend. Mm. And I noticed something that you posted that has confirmed, I think, something that I've thought for a long time.
Because about me?
No, about life.
Okay.
Take a knee. Let me teach you something about this life that we live. You posted something on Instagram and you had some real emotive language in there. You've posted a screenshot.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
Of Hidden Figures,
the movie.
The movie. Oh. And it's the title screen for that. And your caption is aggressive. It's holy S balls with a few, you know, things. Do yourself a favor and watch this movie. Hashtag Hidden Figures. Hashtag brilliant. And I thought, I haven't heard Bickmore be that emotional about something like that. And then I noticed I was scrolling through more stuff just on the socials, you know, as you did.
Yeah.
And I saw your partner's Facebook post, which was also about a movie. And he said, if you haven't seen the doco Icarus, do so immediately. And
we're an urgent family.
I thought, again, this is a lot of this is a lot of emotion in this thing. And I thought, hang on, when have I last felt like this? And I thought, I know. It was when I saw a movie the other day on a plane and it finished and I was like, oh, that was incredible.
What was it?
That was great. It was a movie called Ghost in the Shell, which has a Rotten Tomatoes rating of 45%. It's Scarlett Johansson and it's what many people described as a bit shy.
Right.
But I saw it and it finished and it had made me cry, it had made me laugh and I thought that was incredible. You know when you need to watch that? Immediately. Everyone need to watch that immediately. And I realised it's because we've all watched these movies on a plane And I've had a theory for a long time that you've never seen a bad movie on a plane. I think there's something to do with the pressure. There's something to do with the low
oxygen
levels in the air.
Yeah,
and I think also you're not on your phone,
screen, so it's undivided attention.
Yes, and it's
and you
right
know that
there?
Would explain something because I watched La La Land on the way over to Perth, which I think is the most overrated film I've ever seen in my entire life.
What do you think on the plane though?
But yet I was crying, going, yeah. I don't even like this film. Why am I crying watching it?
Plane movies. They will get you.
Although I would like to point out Hidden Figures, which is about three black women who were during the segregation period still working at NASA, yeah. and helped, you know, take men up, you know, into space and onto the moon.
Yes.
They were incredible. They were pivotal in the role there.
They were
and they
pivotable.
Had to fight so hard
Harditable.
To be even given a chance.
Chanceable.
And Kevin Costner gave them that chance and he was incredible.
I can't believe
I'm going to get teary thinking about it
I can't believe you've just
now.
Mentioned it's this empowering women, this movie about three black women and then the one name you say is Kevin Costner.
Well, because I just realised I haven't seen him in anything in a long time. He was really good.
But also, I'm not saying you're wrong and it's obviously it's won a lot of awards.
Oh, it's so good.
But you can't
good.
Be trusted when it's a plain review.
No, trust me on this review.
No.
Don't take away from Hidden Figures. It's
no.
a really good
no.
film.
I don't care. I don't care for what you're saying right now because you can't be trusted. Mate, I could have seen Jiggly on a plane.
What's Jiggly?
That Ben Affleck J-Lo movie.
Oh, Jiggly. Like,
oh, damn it. Is that how you say it?
Jiggly. That's my butt, not the movie.
I watched this 2-minute video called Jiggly. I want to talk about plane conspiracy theories because I reckon you never see a bad movie on the plane because of the lack of oxygen. I don't even know that's true. But I've also got another one, which is airplane food clogs you up, right? Because then...
No, it does the opposite to me.
Does it?
Yes.
It makes you need to go.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Well, I don't know. I've done your conspiracy pretty quickly.
Yeah. Because I... Oh, no.
Do you think there's something in it? Are yes. you saying there's something in it that clogs you up so people don't clog up
yes.
the toilets?
Yes. So on long-haul flights, everybody's not going two or three times. I could be in
not
the air
me,
for 15
though.
Hours and not
I'm
not
the one
once.
In there clogging it.
Yeah, that's why. They're going, just put some extra clogging up stuff because Bickmore's filled our bag.
Okay, so you want to talk plane conspiracies?
Yes.
Because I've heard, you know... How you told not to use your plane on the phone on the your phone on the plane? I can't speak today because
no,
I didn't sleep on the way back.
Your not sleep was a pivotal moment in what's happened.
Everyone says it's for safety that the plane will crash if you use your phone. Someone once told me it's because in the sky there's no phone carrier, so they don't know who to charge the calls back to. So no one makes money, and so they switch it off so that you can't access any of the like. Service because they can't charge it back to Optus or Telstra or Vodafone.
See, if you were a caller right now, I would have said congratulations and thank you. That's bang on topic and exactly what we're looking for. Plain conspiracy theories.
Thank you.
131060. Great work, first caller. We're hoping to get more on like you just after this
more
banger.
More pivotal stories like that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060 right now. We're chatting plain conspiracy theories, Tommy.
Yes, because I reckon there's some kind of lack of oxygen in a plane, which means when you watch a movie, regardless of what it is, you go, that was the most incredible film, and everybody has to see that immediately.
Even though the film I did see, Hidden Figures, which I didn't describe very eloquently, but I will tell you is a film which recounts the history of a team of black female mathematicians at NASA who helped win the all-out space race against America's rivals and sent the quest for equal rights forward, starring Taraji P. Henson and Octavia Spencer. And it had Kevin Costner in it as
Now,
well.
If you haven't changed over radio stations because you were so bored by now, it's lovely to still have you with us. Jade, do you have a plane conspiracy theory?
No, just I wanted to say, Tommy, I'm totally with you. I believe they do put binding agents in the food. I had a trip back from Bali once and I wasn't able to do number twos for 8 days, 8.5 days.
Ooh, 8 days?
I mean, it was so hard and I had to use something I've never used before to clear.
Oh, God.
Fingers?
Stop it.
What?
Stop.
What do you mean? What was it?
Oh, it wasn't my fingers, no. It's a dreaded suppository. I've never had to use one.
So, wow. Jade, so this was a theory that I brought up about the food clogging you up. So, Jade, you're with me on it. This is good.
Totally. 100%.
All right, what's Carla saying? Carla and
just,
Mel.
Well, sorry, just before we got to go, 8 days?
Yeah.
That's a long time. We should, Sonda, write down another day. Let's do how long have you gone without going. 8 days. I thought 8 days would kill you. I thought it would be coming up the other end.
That's so disgusting.
What is so... What?
Does it come up the other end if you don't go?
Imagine your breath.
No, it can't. Stop. Okay, gosh. This is going the wrong direction. Carla in Melbourne.
No, it wasn't going any direction.
Carla, what's your conspiracy plane theory?
That when... So the brace position that they tell you
yeah.
is designed to kill you instantly so it keeps what? Your jaw intact and you can't see the company.
Carla, I've heard this before. I've heard this before because you know, because you put your head like against the seat in front of you,
yeah.
and it feels like, doesn't it? If you to put your head there, you feel like, oh, this will snap my neck. Don't you yeah. reckon, Carla?
Yeah.
And so, is the idea behind it that then you can't sue because you're dead?
Yeah, but they can still identify who you are.
Oh, this has just turned into the most morbid conversation, all because I tweeted about the fabulous movie that I watched.
We have to say at this point, these are just theories. If your plane is going down, don't take a rogue brace position because you heard it from us.
Oh, I really want to know the answer to this whole can you use your phone up in the air thing that I said, the conspiracy theory about how they can't
yeah,
connect
but
to a
I also
carrier.
Want to know what's the longest you've gone without doing number
no,
twos and we're
like
not all getting what
important.
We want, mate.
Kayla in Canberra. Kayla, what's your plane conspiracy theory?
Babies blowing out their nappies. Like, ridiculous. Every baby I've ever known has always blown out and crapped everywhere, including my own, which I have no idea why. It's got something to the press for sure.
Oh, on the plane, you just don't mean in everyday life.
Kayla, you know how when you take things like a tube of something out,
it
might be pressurized, or a bottle of water, it might be pressurized. Surely that's happening to your guts as well.
What's happening to babies, yeah, for sure. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
and I mean, I've been covered. I stood up not knowing and orange crap all over me. And I just know straight away. So these days I actually put a nappy, like one of those cloth nappies down on top of my lap while I have my baby sitting on there because it's just ridiculous. Like every single time it goes on.
Nap.
Maybe okay. your phone topic, how long haven't you gone, is going to be a hit with our callers going on that last one. Maybe that's what they want to talk about, Tommy.
Kayla, she could fix that problem by just feeding the kid a bit more plain food. We'll be back up for days.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I can't believe we're about to do this, but your segment idea seems to have taken off and people want to discuss how long since they've done a poo.
Well, no, it was only because we were talking about plane conspiracy theories and... You know,
we don't need to cover it again.
Okay,
you think people get clogged up
days.
On planes?
I just couldn't believe 8 days.
Yeah,
we've
now dedicated half our show to this. So should we chat to Amanda?
Definitely, Amanda. How long's it been?
When I had my first child, it was 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Do you know what, Amanda? Yes. I just in the song then confessed to Tommy that I didn't go for 10 days after I had my little boy because I was so scared that something was going to happen when it went.
And that's exactly what happened. I had an episiotomy though. So
yeah.
I was like, no, I am not pushing anything out. It'll break the stitches.
But can you not go for 6 weeks? Doesn't that make you sick?
You're supposed to go. And I was in a lot of pain. I was too scared to tell the doctor though because I knew he would tell me off. But I was like, no, I'm not doing it. It's going to slit stitches. I've had enough of this.
Okay.
I've gone through too much.
Oh.
But when I did go, it was like having another baby.
Okay, let's do Bickmore's bits.
It's time for Bickmore's bits.
How do I come after that? Wow. That's why I don't leave you in charge of segment ideas.
That was fascinating radio.
Oh, I'm in pain just thinking about it. Okay.
No, there must
enough
have been
of talking about Amanda's
relief.
Bits.
Sorry.
Let's talk about my bits.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about Justin Theroux, the guy that's married to Jennifer Aniston, right?
Louis Theroux's cousin.
Is he?
I think so.
Have you just made that up?
No. I'm pretty sure.
Two legends then.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's spoken out about the fact that he could have been a co-star in Friends with his wife Jennifer Aniston, but instead he slept through his audition. He said that he moved to New York. He was invited to audition. He said, "I didn't bother. I slept in that day. I wouldn't have been prepared for fame. It wasn't the right time, you know."
Wow.
But how crazy. What if they'd met up then, right? But it hadn't been the right time and they hadn't have fallen in love. And the fact that he didn't go, I mean, all these years later, they're now celebrating their second wedding anniversary.
And so you reckon if he did go, maybe they wouldn't have liked each
other?
No,
it's like a sliding doors moment.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know my dad once, he was meant to go to the MTV Music Awards. This was in the 90s. And I was like, oh, my God, my dad's going to the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
And he fell asleep. He got to the hotel. He arrived in LA or London or something. And he slept through it. And he woke up and the whole thing was finished.
Really?
I was so mad. Dad!
Did you pretend? Did you go, how are the awards? He went, oh, good.
No, he goes, I slept through it. I was like, what do you mean? I can't remember who it was he was meant to be hanging out with. Some famous guy.
And that was the only reason he went there?
No, I think he was, I think he was meant to sort of be taking him and showing him around and stuff. Anyway.
Funny.
Dad. Let's talk Princess Diana and George Michael. There's been a lot of talk around about Princess Di because obviously it's coming up to the 20th anniversary of her passing, but a taped phone conversation between Princess Di and George Michael during her bitter divorce has been released. Now, the way this tape has come to light was that George Michael gave it to a friend of his and said, as he gave him the leaked tape, he said, "Here's your retirement present," indicating, "Go sell this and you can make a stack of cash," right? Which I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's really sweet on one hand because it's someone, he's going like, here's a lot of money to retire in. But it's also, it's like, here's a recorded phone call.
I know.
Why was he taping the phone call?
Well, I think it may have been recorded by the answering machine. You know, when you pick it up and once the machine started messaging, it then tapes the whole conversation. Anyway, this.
You know what's fascinating about that sentence you've just said?
Yeah.
There'll be kids all around the country going, what's an answering machine?
This is what she said about a divorce with Prince Charles to George Michael.
"It's been pretty grim, but we're near the end of it.
Really? You think you're going to get what you want out of it?
Well, I'm going to get three-quarters of what I want and a quarter you can't have, so there we are.
There you go.
Great, loving, compassionate family, this one I'm leaving.
Oh, God.
Ouch.
That sounds like they knew they were being recorded.
Do you think?
That didn't sound like two friends. That sounds like an interview.
Right, well, maybe we need to get George Michael. No, I don't know how we've just realised.
Jeez, we're going to have to get some kind of voodoo master in to do that. When Carrie realises that people are dead live on air, welcome to the show today.
Sorry.
We've had quite a jam-packed one.
Do you know
how long's
thinking?
It been since you've done number twos? And let's try and see if we can chase up dead people and interview them for our show.
About to say,
Jeez, that'd be a good get. He hasn't done an interview in ages.
I was just thinking we'll have to get Princess, no, I can't get Princess Diana. She's passed
mate,
away.
What are you
get
doing?
George Michael. Oh, no. And anyway, okay, let's move on to someone that is alive. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who plays a vice president.
Can we get
show.
Her song? I mean, I know she's...
I would love to get her. She plays vice president in the show Veep. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. And it's not just I haven't watched it on a plane kind of awesome. It is seriously awesome. Anyway, she told the Late Late Show's host, James Corden, this story about how she received a gift from Hillary Clinton. Have a listen.
"Somebody who worked on Veep also worked with Hillary Clinton. As a gift, they gave me a note from Hillary that said, you know, dear Julia, I hope you get job reform and education reform and et cetera, as Veep. Best wishes, Hillary Rodham Clinton." About 2 years later, the emails all sort of started flooding out, and somebody tweeted to me an email that Hillary Clinton sent to her staffer that said, "A friend of mine needs me to write something for Julie Dreyfus. Any idea what to say? She's on some show."
How could you not know Julie? Oh, my gosh. My dad used to have the biggest crush on her, and I think I've taken over his crush. He loved her in Elaine. Now, oh.
She's hot as hell, isn't she?
Oh, she's just everything about her. She's funny. She's smart.
You know what else I took from that, which I'm sure wasn't the thing I was meant to focus on, is Hillary's middle name Rodham. Or is that her, what's it called? Your first
pseudonym.
Name. You know, your maiden name.
Maiden name. A pseudonym.
Yeah. Is that her middle name or Rodham?
I can't speak today.
Rodham.
If you keep saying it, it's not going to help you get the answer.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking mean things your kids have said to you. I was on this website, goodhousekeeping.com, and I noticed there was an article.
Goodhousekeeping.com. You need more hobbies, mate. What are you doing with your life? I was just casually on this website, goodhousekeeping.com. You all know it. No, we don't.
Somebody sent me the link to the story and it was from goodhousekeeping.com.
Okay, so I was browsing on boredhousewives.net.au on the weekend.
To be fair, I didn't know there was a website called goodhousekeeping.com until 2 hours ago. But anyway,
goodhousekeeping.com. I don't know, spend money with the station. I'm sure they're good people, but...
I've just given them a really big plug and I didn't even know about them until 2 hours ago. Anyway, there was an article after a woman tweeted that my child told a woman she had a butt like Barney, right?
Right.
She said, I almost left town. And then people started tweeting the mean things their kids have said to them, right? Where one said, my daughter told me she was going to go buy a new dad at the supermarket. My daughter was four. She looked at my wedding ring and said, that's a pretty ring. When you die, can I have it?
Funny. I feel like this is a thing at the moment. Because I saw a video going around a little while ago of mean kids saying mean things to
their
parents.
Was that on goodhousekeeping.com?
Yeah. It was just when I was browsing menaroundthehouse.org. And the video was great, though. It was like this little girl, and she was going, Daddy, I love you. You're so handsome. Aww. You're so funny. You're so smart. And then the mum chimes in and goes, and what about mummy? And she looks and goes, mummy, you so fat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this morning I was walking.
What's Evie said?
Well, this morning I was packing.
That gorgeous packing child of yours.
The washing machine naked, because that's how I roll.
Sorry?
You'll find just more tips like that on goodhousekeeping.com.
I've learned so much about you.
I was unpacking because we were away on the weekend. And I wanted the clothes I was wearing to also go on the washing machine, so I just got out of them next to the washing machine.
A front loader or a top loader?
I've got both. Oh. I got a top loader. Anyway.
That's not on goodhousekeeping.com.
Well, have you been on it? I put the clothes in and then Evie was banging on my bottom as I walked because it was wobbling and she said, wobbly bottom. And I was just like, did you not say that?
Wobbly bottom. Can that be your name on the show? Wobbly bottom and Tommy. Sponsored by goodhousekeeping.com.
And it reminded me of the other day we were out and my friend was babysitting Evie and Evie said, I miss mummy. And she said, oh, no, I know, mummy's at work. And she said, no, my other mummy. And she meant our babysitter. And I was like, okay, settle down.
Do you mean our other babysitter who I call Firm and Pert Bottom?
She does have a Firm and Pert Bottom.
Oh. I thought one of the tips on goodhousekeeping.com would be don't hire a hot nanny.
Anyway, we're taking your calls, Emma, in Newcastle. Have you been on goodhousekeeping.com? Oh,
it's not what sad websites have you been visiting.
What mean thing is your kid said?
My daughter actually said at the shop, she looked at a lady that was behind us, looked at her, looked at me, square in the eye and said, Mummy, that lady stinks. She needs a bath.
Oh, she stinks. Oh, so it wasn't to you at least, Em?
No, it wasn't to me, but this was horrible. I'd rather it had been to me than a stranger.
I was thinking the same thing. You could deal with it if it was yourself. But if it's a stranger, all of a sudden your kid's your problem. It's like,
let's get out of here. And then I was so scared to walk in the car park thinking this lady was going to chase me, like, teach your daughter some manners. And oh, my gosh.
What did you have to tell your daughter? Oh, no, the stinky lady's angry.
No, well, the worst thing is we'd only had a conversation like a few weeks prior to this about personal hygiene, why she's got to have a bath every night. Then I needed to explain to her that some people are scared of water. Maybe they don't like showering. So then she started, I'm scared of water. I'm not having a shower. I don't want to get in the bath. And
Emma, the
horrible.
Woman just stank, yeah? It's not a whole scared of showering thing. You're too kind.
Some people stink.
It was horrible.
Let's go to Monique. Monique, what mean thing did your kids say?
Oh, my daughter, she said to me, we're driving along in the car, and she said to me, Mum, in the sunlight, I can see your moustache and you remind me of a hippie.
That's funny.
You can see your moustache.
And what happened? Was it straight to the...
The waxing joint?
Well, I started thinking, I don't look like a hippie, do I?
I don't look like a hippie, do I? What have you just found? Because you've just picked up a piece of paper with some real...
I saw one of the other ones. My niece asked why I still lived with my parents. And then she said, shouldn't you be married by now or at least have a boyfriend?
Wow.
They're just so honest.
Cutting
I love
to the core of us. I mean, tune in next week for more stories from goodhousekeeping.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I couldn't be more excited about this. We're going on our first overseas trip together.
Bit of LA, bit of pink.
Oh,
live. And exclusive and intimate world-famous rooftop. That's not the best part. The best part is we get to take some of our gorgeous listeners with us. All they have to do is be good at a game that I am horrible at.
It's not a hard game.
It's a game.
It's a game that you've named, though. We used to call it R&B Reverse, and you ditched that idea, and now it's called Same Same But Backwards.
I can't believe they've gone with that officially.
We play a song backwards, and you have to guess what the song's called. But we're making it easier for these ticks because we're making all of it Pink songs.
And Pink has so many bangers that we can do a whole week of just Pink songs, and there's still going to be no repeats because she's got back-to-back hits, and you have to be a carryover champ. So the two people that we get on today, if you win, you go in tomorrow, and then you survive like a gladiator, like a Pink gladiator.
Let's do this.
Grab Pink's latest single, What About Us, from the new album Beautiful Trauma. What about us? Out October 13.
Carrie and Tommy say same, but backwards.
I love how we still use the R&B voiceover for this. It is Pink in LA with a world-famous rooftop. These tickets are money can't buy. It is massive. We've got Nicole and Carly playing along today. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Now, Nick is Carly. All you need to know is that there's only going to be one tune that plays. So don't time your run. Don't think, I'll just warm up on the first few. No, it's one tune, and you have to buzz in using your name. So whatever variation of that you want it to be, Nicole, Carly, Nickers, Carls, whatever you need. First one to buzz in. Whatever comes out. First one to buzz in gets a crack. We obviously know it's Pink, so we just need the name of the song.
We do.
And then if you get it wrong, we go to the other person.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense?
It sounded like you were making up the rules on the fly then.
you know what I did? I said that and then I glanced off to our producer who nodded the affirmative.
All right, just to clarify, Nicole and Carly, you must buzz in with your name. You've got to be the first through, okay?
I've just said that.
This is a massive prize, Tommy Little. We've just got to make sure it's clear.
Yeah, I'm with Buzz on this.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
The song in reverse plays right now. Here we go.
Nicole.
Yes. Oh, Carly got in first. Carly, what's it called?
Get This Party Started.
It is.
Boom! Good one,
I was
Carly.
So close to jumping in right then. I remembered it's not you and I playing.
I know.
Hey, well done, Carly. You are a carryover champ. We'll join you tomorrow as well. And fingers crossed, you'll be heading to LA to see Pink live on the world famous rooftop. Well done.
Oh my goodness, that's hard to believe.
Do you like to party, Carly? Because Tommy and I are getting ready.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, this is great. Nickers, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I'm just tired.
I know. And sorry, I'm saying this from me. I haven't won. I don't think I've won once.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. What you needed is the help I get, which is Carrie starts singing the song in the normal speed forwards and then I buzz in.
My brain's too tired to think forwards, let alone backwards.
Is this kids? Have kids done this to you?
They have. I've got four kids and they've just raced and they're all hiding in my bedroom as I speak.
I was going to say, how are you even finding the time to call? That she deserves a prize just for calling up.
Well, what you do is tonight you look those kids in the eyes and say, if it wasn't for you, I'd be going to LA to see Pink.
Well done, Carly. Hey, if you think you can do this game, head to hit.com.au and grab Pink's latest single. It is called What About Us from the new album Beautiful Trauma out October 13.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, another chance. Another chance to join us in LA to see Pink tomorrow. Oh.
Be listening at 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, and register at hit.com.au. Hamish Andy, you're next, guys. Say goodbye.
Bye.
See you. The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.